This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta is no stranger to acts of terror. The 1996 Olympic Park bombing certainly comes to mind, but what happened in Boston on Monday has renewed the emergency preparedness at places like MARTA. Sergeant Aston Green of the MARTA Police is the commander of the Emergency Preparedness Unit at MARTA. Sergeant Green, welcome. Good to have you.
Nice to be with you.
Have we learned anything, and obviously it is still very early, have we learned anything that will tell us something that will help as we move into some of the big events that MARTA will have to be watching this spring and summer?
We definitely learned that we can't be complacent, that these threats are still very real for especially public transportation. We just launched a very robust campaign around our See Something, Say Something application that people can download on their Android or iPhone that gives them a tool to tell MARTA police something if they see something suspicious, suspicious activities, suspicious people, and that's on a continual basis. We try to, have some 21st century solutions on how we can best prevent against the type of incident that we see occurring in Boston at this time.
I want to come back to See Something, Say Something in just a moment. But first of all, right now, will folks who are regular riders of MARTA notice anything different today than they might have noticed yesterday?
Yes, we definitely have increased our police presence. We'll have officers handing out brochures that say, if you see something, say something. You'll also see our canine units clearly deployed, checking trash cans and checking all areas that may be obstructed from the public view. And so we'll be on greater patrol. You'll see us on our trains. You'll see us on the buses, highly visible, which is something we practice. But given the events, it's still a fluid situation. We certainly take a more vigilant posture.
Given MARTA's budget situation, though, do you have the resources to maintain that kind of heightened level of personnel and security?
Yeah, interestingly enough, we get a tremendous amount of support from the Department of Homeland Security and TSA, and they have, as of late, even given us grant funding to support what is called surge activities. And so we receive funding to help support some of these operational expenses. And so we are mostly grateful to the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, for supporting us with grant funding for these type of operations.
Back to See Something, Say Something. One of the questions, particularly in a city like Atlanta, which has so many different kinds of people and folks from out of town who come here and ride the MARTA system, there are some obviously suspicious things. Like if someone leaves a backpack by a bench in a MARTA station and walks away, you kind of think, okay, maybe I should call. But there are a lot of other kind of gray areas for what's suspicious. Just because somebody doesn't look like I do or doesn't look like you do, does that necessarily make them suspicious? And how do you know?
Yeah, we look for, as we say, we take the totality of the circumstances. We're not asking people to profile any particular demographic. But, if one or two things together kind of gives you a little hunch and a little suspicion, don't be afraid to say something. And then we will, as law enforcement personnel, assess that situation and evaluate whether or not it's meaningful or not. So what we don't want is for people to have that hunch and think, oh, well, it's not a big deal, and then they don't say anything. And so it's better to err on the side of caution. That's why we promote the app. It doesn't hurt to communicate information. If it turns out to be nothing, okay, so be it. But you never know. And so despite the fact that anything may be suspicious, we don't want you to not say something because of the possibility that it might not have any meaning.
This may not be a question you can answer, but have you had a concrete case where something was going to happen that has been averted in the last couple of years?
No, not that I could speak of. But fortunately, we have not had any credible threats on the MARTA system.
Could you ever get to a point where you would have security checkpoints, at least at the entrances to the rapid rail stations, and is that even something that's sort of a plan B or C out there somewhere?
Well, you have the National Terrorism Advisory System, and the two categories are elevated threats and imminent threats. And so if we were to reach that level of national alert, we would more than likely be in a position where those things may be a possibility, yes.
And you would have the resources to do that?
Yes.
Aston Green is a MARTA police sergeant. He is the commander of the Emergency Preparedness Unit at MARTA. Sergeant Green, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.